Let's bring in Pete Manhart from Bates Commodities. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, a lot of report numbers out this morning. They revised old crop corn downwards. Any significance to that, first of all, and then we'll look at the rest.
Well, the corn numbers were a little bit positive for corn, supportive, whereas that's for the U.S. The bean and wheat numbers were negative for those prices. But U.S. numbers, corn, they did revise downward a little bit. On wheat and beans, they were higher on carryout.
Mm-hmm. So as you look at overall what we're taking a look at in these numbers, positives, negatives?
Positives on the corn, negatives on the beans and wheat. That's for the U.S. But then you look at the world, they raised carryout on all three. So that helps hold things down. And then also world news, China is rumored to have bought some more corn. So at the moment, we're looking at corn maybe unchanged up a couple. We're looking at beans and wheat to be down 5 to 10, possibly.
I don't think it's any big surprise that the planting progress is significantly up in Illinois and elsewhere from last year.
No, not at all. I mean, the U.S. Nationwide is 81, which is a record. I think we were only 13 below that last week at 68 or something. Illinois is at 94 on corn. And then on beans, 30% planted nationwide, Illinois 33. Around central Illinois, it's probably more like 80, maybe even more than that. If you go to Interstate 80 and up, they haven't planted much in the way of beans at all. But planting progress, the best ever, doesn't mean we'll have the best crop ever. We have to have a good growing season. But in general, earlier planted crops have better yields.
All right, so what kind of opening call are you going to give today?
We're going to give corn anywhere from down 2 to up 4. We're going to give beans down 5 to 10 and wheat 5 to 9. And then after the first 5 minutes, maybe they'll look at something else.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Pete.
Thank you.
That's Pete Manhart at Bates Commodities in Normal joining us on the pre-opening commodity market report today.